it funny how one thing, I know y'all don't know what I'm talking about. So sit there and look real confused. Won't nobody know that you got a thing that affects every other thing in your life, whether it's a mouth or a temper or a doubt or an attitude or a disorder. One thing that you know about yourself that limits your movement, your activity, your growth, your opportunity, that stops you, that brings you to your knees. And in spite of everything else, 90% being strong and healthy, 10% can take you down. One thing being broken in your life can take you down. That's why it's not good to turn up your nose and start talking about people, because everybody got something that don't work right. Yeah, I'm a preacher today. Everybody got something that don't work right. It might not be obvious, it might be covered. It might be camouflaged. It might be camouflaged by the accoutrements of your success or your accolades or your degrees or your finances or your beauty, until people don't notice that you're beautiful, but you're just a little bit crazy. That you can quote all of the Bible, but you have trouble living certain parts. It was just his ankles, but his ankles had shut down everything. He might as well be paralyzed all over his body because this one part didn't work. I'm wondering if you are honest enough to admit that something don't work right. I'm good at speaking in front of people, but I'm bad at handling money. I'm great at handling money, but I can't stand to be around people. Everybody has something in their life that affects everything else, because life keeps asking you to function in the way that you don't function. What happens when you have to function in a way that you don't function? You create a way of coping with what you can't correct. And so what we see in the first sentences of this text is this man has set in place a coping mechanism that is built around his dysfunction. Blind people do it. Moving furniture around to fit blind people. Handicapped people do it. Putting bars in the bathroom so that you can move from the wheelchair and move over to the seat. Everybody has a way of making adjustments in their life to accommodate their deficiencies. Little ways of doing things. I knew when I got married that I could not safely marry a mouthy woman. So every mouthy woman that dated me, I said, not her. Not her, because I don't want to be locked up with Bobo, not her. You got to know what don't work right in you. I'm not against mouthy women, it's just not for me. Because that's a trigger for me. You get up in my face, shaking your neck. And the district attorney gonna have to come get me. I just, you gotta know what doesn't work for you. I don't want no dumb woman who can't think and can't help. I want you to be strong. I want you to have your opinion. But I don't want you up in my face breaking glasses and stuff, because I might forget. I'm just telling, I'm confessing my ankles. I'm going to show my ankles today. I might forget. I'm telling you, don't do that. I might forget. You can't do that. You don't set yourself in situations that you know are too big for you, that you know you can't handle. You don't knowingly send the cookie monster to work at the cookie factory and then be shocked because he ate up the cookie. You knew I was a cookie monster when you hired me. You don't hire a child molester to work in pediatrics. When you know that something doesn't work in your life, you make certain adjustments to accommodate your issues so that you can be in an atmosphere where at least you can survive. This man has never walked. He is not a person who used to walk. He has no memory of standing up. He has no mental cognitive memory of standing up. His muscles have no memory of standing up. His nerve endings have no memory of standing up. Whether you know it or not, your body has a memory. If you work out all the time and you quit for a while and go back to working out, it doesn't take long for your body to say, oh, we're doing that again. And it starts giving you the strength to do what you used to do. It has a memory. His legs have no memory of ever walking. He has been lame. He came out of his mama's belly with his ankles broken. And so he has devised a system. And the system has caused him to surround himself, number one, with enablers. Enablers are the people who carried him every day to the same place. The enablers were the people that you select in your life that support you in your crippleness. They make it convenient for you not to do better. I'm gonna mess with you now. Enablers are the sugar daddies. Or mamas. Of lazy people who could work, but enablers are the people that make it convenient for you not to have to believe God for better. Somebody shout better. You'll never get better as long as somebody is carrying you. I would respect him better if they said he crawled to the gate. Seeing as his knees worked and his hands worked, he could have crawled to the gate. But no, he has this group of people who carry him to the same place. And in some ways, they are as crippled as he is. Because there are people that don't want you to get better, because if you got better, they wouldn't have a job. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I'm gonna mess with you a little bit. There are people who make a living off of your dysfunction, and they're counting on you to be lonely, and they're counting on you to be desperate, and they're counting on you to call them at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're counting on you to need them in that way, or they lose importance. He was laid daily, carried. Ain't nothing wrong, you can't move. He was carried daily to the same place. You know you got enablers when they keep taking you to the same place. The names might change to protect the innocent, but they keep carrying you to the same. If you own your third husband and all of them beat you, you gotta stop saying what's wrong with them and look in the mirror and say, hey, what's wrong with me that I keep attracting this same type of person and allow them to... Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me preach today. That's okay, I'm gonna get there. Their job was to lay him at the gate called Beautiful. Never anywhere else. They never took him. All of his life, he has been laid in a conspicuous place where the righteous would walk past him and feel sorry for him. He is living off of the benevolence of people who care.